I trust you. Whatever, I haven't even looked. You got this. Men, before you leave today, there are gifts back there with names on them. And if you are here today as a guest and somebody didn't show up, I might just give you their bag just because they missed out. Make sure you take a bag. We want to show you our appreciation. And as I did with the ladies, I used the camo theme for the ladies. I used the camo theme for the men because I know that good men are hard to find. And so we're going to keep you hidden to the best of our ability. You got that one? So in the bottom of your bag, you might not be able to see it until you take it out. I mean, you do whatever you want to. It's your bag. You have your way. I will say, Tammy told me this story, and I just had to laugh. And Liz hopefully won't get mad at me. I guess when she got her Mother's Day shirt and put it on, Olivia said, "Where are you? Where are you?" So that's awesome. That's awesome. So thank you, men, for being here at church. Dads, for leading your families to church. You will never know the power of leading your family to church, the impact and the influence you will have on them for the rest of their life. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you more than I'm able to show you today, but I'm going to do my best. Yeah, it's good stuff. Psalm 32, verse 7. This is the verse you will find on your shirts, men. It says, "You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance." You're my hiding place. Let's pray. Father, you are our hiding place. Some of us, Lord, maybe were even a little startled last night by the storms, by the thunder and the lightning and all of that was happening. But Lord, I know that you are my hiding place in my frightened moments. And I thank you, Lord, that you have provided shelter and protection to all of us. Lord, I pray for anointing upon this message, Lord, that it will fall upon anointed eyes and ears and hearts and minds. They'll be anointed and open and ready to receive this word, that the worship that we all just participated will have prepared us as good, fertile soil for the seed of your word to be planted. Because, Lord, I believe a harvest is ripe and ready. And that, Father, we all want to produce fruit. So, Father, I ask for that anointing upon everyone here. And even, Lord, upon the recording that is happening now, that will be heard later, that it will still carry that anointing. And, Father, I ask that you would anoint me right now to speak this word, to speak this message, God. Been moving upon me, and I know you're with me, God. You're around me, beside me, with, oh Lord, that you are there. So I ask, God, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. You say left, I go left. You say right, I go right. Be your vessel today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. When I thought of the shirts and was trying to convey the design I wanted for the shirts, part of what I thought of was a lion hiding in the grass, and I thought of the father lion protecting the younger, the baby lions. You're my hiding place. I thought about a father standing up and a son or a daughter hiding behind them. Right? This moment that that I won't tell you all the details because it doesn't matter, but I came into Jacob and Alyssa's house the other day, and Trenton was in there, and Trenton was trying to hide behind Alyssa. Like he was like hiding behind her, kind of peeking around. It's the vision I have in my mind when I think about God being my hiding place. So strong, so big, so awesome that he can stand there and I can kind of hide behind him and peek around to see, man, you don't know what my daddy's going to do to you. You don't know what how big he is, how strong he is, how mighty he is. Man, I don't know if you always feel seen, loved, or appreciated. To be honest, I don't know that as the church, as the Big C Church, that we're always great at expressing that to the men of the church. We love on mothers, like Mother's Day, it's all, you know, flowers and pretty and we love you and all of this stuff. And for men, too often, what men show up and receive on Father's Day as far as a Father's Day message is, dads do better. Dads step up. Dads do this and dads do that. I never want that to be the message you receive from me because I know the power of the dad in the family, the power of the strong male figure in the family. And I know how much of a battle it is within our society to have strong men. That we want strong men, but we only want strong men when we need strong men. Otherwise, we want them to be soft and kind and gentle. Well, it's a really difficult thing to be soft and kind and gentle, but to know when to stand up and be strong. It's a difficult thing. Like you want us to be the protector, but only protect when you want us to. Well, that's not always easy to know when we should and shouldn't protect. It's a delicate balance, especially as young men. It's hard to learn when you should be tough and when you should be tender. Those are delicate, difficult things to learn, and it takes time. And this psalm reminds me of our men, because of the men that we have in the church who are strong and who are the hiding place for our young people, our whether it's son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, whatever. It's just to think of, to see the little ones hiding behind us. I want to help be a part of that for our little ones to be willing and able to stand behind us men, to know they are protected. We are some of their very first and sometimes their very only protection that they will have or experience. And as the men of the church, it's one of the things we're called to do is to be strong and courageous. And I believe full-heartedly with everything within me, we have some very strong and very courageous men in this church. And I'm thankful that we have you. And I never want you to think that you're taken for granted or that I'm only going to call on you when we need to cut down a tree or dig a hole or mow the yard. Curtis is amazing. I've never seen the grass look the way the grass looks at this church in the 20 years I've been associated with. And some of y'all didn't even know that Curtis took care of it. He doesn't say, "Pastor, do I need to cut the grass?" I just show up and he's here doing it. Without any fanfare, not asking for a thing from the church, he just does it. And I never want him to think I take that for granted. The way Robert's here almost without fail to lead the worship team. He's been sick a few times. I can't believe he did it, but he was sick a few times. He's about to go on vacation. Oh, man. But he has been leading his family to church for years now. I'm so in love with watching the men of the church be the men of the church. I'm so thankful for that. We have really, really good men in Hosanna. And I, as the pastor, I want to do whatever I can to cultivate more good men. We've got three sitting over here to my left. One just turned 18. He's now legal, official. Got another one coming shortly after him. That'll be legal and official. And as also the youth pastor, I'm trying to help encourage them to and cultivate them into men that are strong and courageous as well. I learned lessons at camp that I needed to learn from another leader that was in our cabin, that sometimes I need to be a stronger leader even with the young men, that they need a strong leader. Not that they don't have one, but they need another one in their life, and I need to push them a little bit. And so I'm pushing them a little bit, and it's uncomfortable for them. And they don't like it very much some days, but it's not going to stop. And they're going to learn, they're going to be better and stronger because of it. And I'm only doing it because I love them so much. I only have them for a short time, right? We got to use the time that we have and cultivate them into the men of the church. They are the future of the church. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. I want to take hold of that verse, and I want us to train them up. They need trained. Some of them, ooh, Lord. But they're not as bad as I was. I was way worse than they are. Way worse than they are. It starts early, but it's also never too late. It's never too late to start training them. It's never too late for us as men. I didn't really start coming to church and faithful to church until I was in my 30s, man. Late 20s, early 30s. It's never too late. Never, ever too late. We cannot give up on the men, not only the men of the church, but the men outside of the church. There are a ton of them out there that have great potential. They all have great potential to impact the kingdom. And the kingdom needs to be impacted. This world needs to be impacted. I'm telling you, I want to see max capacity kingdom when I make it to heaven. Like, I want it to be standing room only. I want it to be uncomfortable. There's so many people there. Like, there's not going to be bubbles in heaven. I just believe there's not going to be, you're not going to be able to have your own little personal bubble. Like, it's going to be like international church, man. You go to international church, they don't have bubbles. Like, we Americans, we want at least one, two, three seats between us and the person next to us is ideal. Right? We got our bubbles. A lot of international churches, they don't have bubbles. They want to be right up front in the middle of it. Right? I'm telling you, Ghana impacted me. When I was at Ghana, watching those men worship impacted me. The way they danced, the music started, and you weren't going to keep them from moving. You weren't. Unless you tied them to the chair, that you weren't going to keep them from moving. And even then, they're going to wiggle, I guarantee you. You just couldn't stop it. And it was contagious. It might start with one, but by the time it was really going, the whole place was just shaking. It's something we as the church have to take hold of. I tell people all the time when I go in different places and I speak about this or that, I tell people, and this is the way I explain it. I'll tell them, I didn't grow up in church, because I didn't. I went to church with friends, with grandma, you know, here and there. Consistently never. Until I was a grown man with my own kids. Didn't grow up in church. But what I did is I went to church and I grew up. That's exactly what happened for me. I went to church and then I grew up. Right? So it's never, ever too late. It's never too late. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. I like this so much. We gotta hear this one more. This has got to be something we hear. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. But when I became a man, I did away with childish things. Now, sometimes I can still be childish. Don't start. Sometimes I can still be childish. But when I need to be, when it's time, when I have to be, when it's what is needed of me, I can promise you the man in me rises up. When I need to speak with a strong voice, when I need to stand up for whatever I need to stand up for, when I need to confront what I need to confront, the childish things are put away, and it's time to be the man. One of the books that I've handed out to men is called Play the Man, and it's based on a scripture that says, act like a man. We've got to act like a man, whether we like it. I'm not a confrontational person. I don't love confrontation, but when it's needed, it's needed. Sometimes we got to put childish ways behind us, unless a bunch of men are just together having fun, and then it's all kinds of childish. It's okay. But when we got to be men, we got to be men. And I'm thankful that there are men in this church who know how to be men. The author writes, he says, when I became a man. I want you to hear that. When I became a man. It wasn't something that he was. It was something he became. Right? It takes training. It takes lessons. It takes learning. It takes a lot of maturity. It takes time for that to happen. I can't imagine how much mature I'll be in 20 years. Hopefully a lot more mature in some ways. See, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. But some of us had to go into the military to mature. Some of us had to go to college. Some of us had to leave home. Some of us had to become dads, husbands, for us to really start to grow. It took something for us to start to grow. It doesn't happen just organically without help. It just doesn't. I loved when we had the ability, the men and the young boys that were interested and were learning Royal Rangers. Like some amazing lessons learned through Royal Rangers. That's really hard to say. Never realized how hard that was to say until today. Royal Rangers. Yeah. Like rural, like saying the word rural. That's not easy either. Life lessons that were taught. How to build a fire. How to cook a meal. How to be a man. I think we get so many mixed messages as men. I don't know about you ladies. I don't know if you guys get mixed messages about what it is to be a lady. But I know us men, we get all kinds of mixed messages. Be strong, stand up, but be tender and gentle and kind and sweet. Don't raise your voice. Talk sweet, talk nice. But then you turn around like, act like a man. What do you want me to do? I remember doing premarital counseling with a couple once. And I remember them coming in, and you could tell when you're doing premarital counseling, you can always tell when they walk in the room, like when they walk in the house or walk in the church or whatever, you can tell when there's been an issue. you can tell. It's so easy. And honestly, it's so fun because you can just see it, right? You can see it. Oh, this is going to be a good one tonight. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about whatever this was, right? And I remember this one couple. They had a moment where the man had all he could take. And she had kids, and he had his own little daughter, but they were at her house, and he had had all he could take, and he raised his voice in her house. And she was so mad, so offended. Well, he raised his voice. And there's a big part of me that said, he's a man. And sometimes men raise their voice. Obviously not all the time, right? And this is honestly, this is the way I believe. And I've said this more times than I can count, right? When you save the dad voice for when the dad voice is needed, the dad voice has way more impact, right? It says something different than if it's just yelling and screaming all the time, right? When you read the scripture, it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. When he says something that he really means, he says it in a different way. He uses a louder voice. He uses bold letters, you know, like really bold letters. And it says something different. When you save that for when it's needed, it has a way bigger, stronger impact, right? And that's, as men, that's what we have to learn. When to say, when to use that voice, when not to use that voice. I will never, ever forget the first time I used dad voice in front of my, what were going to be my two daughter-in-laws. And they both cried instantly. Like I just, my two sons were just button heads and weren't stopping. Neither one was backing down because they're boys, you know. And so I had to step in and use dad voice. Both girls instantly start crying. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did, Jake. But I can just remember not having little girls, not raising little girls. And I have these two young girls in my living room crying. I don't know what to do. I just looked at their boyfriends at the time and said, they're broken, fix them. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do here. But I can promise you that when dad speaks, it speaks loud. That when the man of the house, when the man of influence speaks, he speaks loudly. I think church is such a great place. Such a great place, men, for you to be. Because there's not a better place for you to learn what it is to be a man, to be a spiritual man, to be a loving man, a kind man, but also a strong man. This world needs strong men. This world needs spiritual men. It needs men filled with God's Spirit and filled with God's love. But over and over and over again, you read the scripture and God says, be strong and courageous. Because there are times we need to be strong and courageous. The church needs strong and courageous men to help teach our younger men to be strong and courageous men. Because we're not going to be around forever. Their day's coming where they will be training the next that will need to be strong and courageous men. And that goes from our youngest to our oldest. From Finley and Liam to Alex and Trenton and Asen. For Casey, every one of those little ones in that room. Church is the perfect training ground for them to be the next men. You know, I will forever be grateful for a moment that I had with the Lord where he inspired me and told me, and I remember sharing it because it rang so true with me. That the perfect man, Jesus, had to be good. Like, he could not be perfect and not be good. But that a good man doesn't have to be perfect. And I'm grateful for that. Or I wouldn't be considered a good man. Maybe I'm still not. But I sure would never be able to if I had to be perfect to be good. See, man, I know you're not perfect. I know some of you better than others, but you're not perfect. And I'm so grateful. I would feel so inadequate being around you if you were perfect. And your family doesn't need the perfect dad, the perfect man, the perfect uncle, the perfect grandpa. They don't need you to be perfect. They just need you to be good. They just need you to show up, to love them, to correct them, but to also hug them. To let them know when you've messed up. It's okay to tell your kid, I messed that up. I'm sorry, forgive me. It's okay to say that to your kids. My dad never did, but I'm telling you, it's okay to say that to your kids. Because they're going to be a dad someday, hopefully, if they're lucky, if they're blessed. And they need to know their dad wasn't perfect, but man, he tried really hard. And he was never afraid to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, I messed up. Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. To a mature man. And a mature man doesn't mean gray hair and gray beard. It doesn't hurt. But that's not what it means. It means someone willing to show up, to be there, to be consistent, to love no matter what, to be strong, to train up, to train the next generation, the generation that may be the last generation. Someday, the generation that comes is going to be the last generation before Jesus comes. What if it's this youngest generation now? What if they are the generation that is the last one before Jesus comes? He gave some to serve all of those roles and all of those duties in verse 11 of Ephesians 4. But verse 12 says he gave all of those positions for the equipping of the saints. Our young men are saints. They are potential saints, from the youngest to the oldest. Some of us are still potential saints. Some of them out there, there are great potential saints out there. Not in church today. Great potential saints out there. Could be the next Billy Graham out there right now that still doesn't know the Lord. We have got to train them up. We are so good that I believe we have so much potential. Men, thank you for your potential and using your potential here. Thank you. I have no idea how grateful I am for each and every one of you. Every one of you. I wouldn't give you gifts if I didn't care. We just say, hey, have a good day, be blessed, go home, maybe somebody will buy you a steak. Steak. Lord. Cultivating good men is a responsibility of the church. You know, I keep talking to the men, but ladies, you got a part to play. Encourage your men. Encourage them. We don't get a ton of encouragement. Maybe you don't realize it. This generation, they call it giving them flowers. Like, I'm going to give you your flowers. Right? They're trying to encourage them, tell them how good they're doing or whatever. Men, we don't get that a whole lot. Ladies, maybe you don't realize it. And we don't all need it. Right? But it's still good to hear sometimes. I'm grateful, so grateful for Sister Frieda. Even when I've done a terrible job and spoke a terrible message, she still texts me and tells me how good I've done. Even when it's just been terrible. Like it's with dry toast, no butter, no milk, no nothing to drink with. Like, it don't matter. She will still text me and encourage me. And I'm so thankful for her. We need to raise them up. We need to raise up the next generation. Cultivate them. You moms, grandmas that have little girls, you need good cultivated men for them to marry. You need well-cultivated, well-groomed, well-raised young men for them to marry. I mean, wouldn't you rather them find them in church? Does it make them perfect? But it helps. Right? Someday they'll be moms and dads, and man, it would be so much better if what they were marrying, what was coming into your family, were already cultivated. I don't know what Tammy's parents were thinking, let me date her. Still doesn't make sense to me. Her dad knew me, and he still let me date her. It's crazy. But as I close out before we take communion, I genuinely want you to hear my heart in Philippians 1:3, men. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Every time I think about you, I am grateful. I am so thankful that God sent you to this church to be a man in this church. I am thankful to the three teenagers sitting over here, the one 18-year-old, Lord, how did that happen? But to all three of them, I truly believe that God brought us to Hosanna at the right time for those men, for those young men. And I'm grateful. The way I've seen God move and the way I've seen God change things in each one of them, Hayden actually talks to me sometimes now. That would have never happened when they first started coming here. I've heard his voice. I didn't think I was going to for a long time, but I've heard his voice. Seth's starting to answer things other than, I don't know. We're getting there. There's progress. Training them up, man. We're going to get them to that place. I'm thankful. I wish you knew the potential that I see in some of you. Tammy and I are having conversations right now about some. I think maybe. We'll have that conversation sometime. Don't know when. But I promise you, men, I see you. I see you. Byron's the grandpa of the church, right? Peepaw. What an awesome man. You guys would never believe what God has used him to do. The prayers he's prayed, the times that he's spent. So grateful. There are seen things that you've done, there are unseen. There are prayers that I know you've prayed, there are prayers no one knows you've prayed. There's love you've expressed, there's patience, there's kindness, but there's also strong moments that you've expressed as well. And I thank you for all of it, because it was all needed. It was all needed. I'm so thankful, so thankful. I am the man I am today in large part because of Hosanna. Truthfully, honestly. And I hope that can be said for some of y'all. And I hope it will be said for more. I want to pray. And I'm going to pray for our men. Ladies, please don't think I'm leaving you out. You had your day. It's their day now. But if your husband, father, grandfather is here today, Would you join me in praying for them? That they would know. If they're not here, still pray for them. I couldn't help but look up and see Mars. Some of y'all remember Mars's dad's got cancer. He's fighting cancer right now. Whose dad doesn't need more prayer than that? Guys, Lord, I'm so thankful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh my God, thank you, Lord, that you made us men. And Lord, you have blessed us with your word and with wisdom. God, I pray right now for every man in this church. Whether it's their 100th time to be here, or their second time, or third time to be here. Whether they're the oldest, or whether they're the youngest, Lord. Married, unmarried, widowed, divorced, whatever. Lord, I just pray right now that you give them encouragement from your word, from this message, that they walk out of here, Lord, whether it's even just the gift that we give them today, they would be encouraged to know that they are seen and heard and valued and important in this church and in your body, God. That your kingdom needs more of them. And that, Lord, we can continue to cultivate the ones that we have and the ones that you're going to bring, Lord. You're not done bringing into this church. And the men that come, if they're uncultivated, we will help to cultivate them to be the men of the church for the next generations. That, God, your kingdom will grow because of the work of these men. Lord, that your kingdom will be known and filled, God, because of the work, the efforts of these men in part, God. But I pray for every one of them. Those that are here, those that are not here, Lord. Lord, we lift up Mars's dad and ask for healing, God. You're the only one. Only you, God, can do what he needs. Physical healing, spiritual healing, God. Father, I lift up every man here, every young man here, every boy here. Oh God, that we would be called strong and courageous men of the Most High God. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, thank you for being our hiding place. Lord, we lift them up. We lift our men up, Lord, before you, asking you to bless them, asking you to give them rest, asking that they would have peace, God, asking, Lord, that they would know how loved and how appreciated they are, that they would know, God, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we love them and that we need them. Lord, I pray that today, if any part of us is far from you, Lord, that right now you begin to draw us nearer to you, O God. Whether we're distracted, whether we've walked away, whether we've allowed ourselves to get caught up in things not of you, O Lord. Bring us back. Bring us back to your heart. Bring us back to you, O God. Oh, Father, we love you. Oh, my God, we thank you. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Curtis, I need your help, please. Robert, Barney,